Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
So why all of the censorship against hydroxychloroquine, a drug that has been approved by the FDA since April 1955, more than 65 years ago, a drug that many doctors and now a number of research studies have shown is very effective when treated early in the early phases of COVID-19. Why all the censorship? Well, we're going to have a very special guest to address that. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel, and our guest is Dr. Simone Gold. She is a board-certified emergency medical physician and with 20 years practice, as well as an attorney, having graduated from Stanford Law School. Welcome to Faith and Freedom, Dr. Gold.
Thank you.
Dr. Gold, the question often comes up is, why the censorship? It's unprecedented, as you have said. You've never seen anything like this in your medical practice, nor have any other physicians seen anything like this. We're seeing an unprecedented level of censorship against a drug that is very cheap, that's generic, been around for 65 plus years, been approved by the FDA, worldwide use, many places around the world, over-the-counter. Studies now are continuing to show that it is very effective when used in the early stages of COVID-19. Seems like a very simple case. Why the censorship? You began to explain that yesterday on our program. Can you pick up from there and talk about why you see this censorship happening?
We've all thought that the censorship or the media hatred towards hydroxychloroquine was because the president liked it, so the media didn't like it. But it turns out that the antipathy towards hydroxychloroquine long preceded Trump endorsing it. More than 2 months before Trump said he thought it would be helpful, France quietly moved it from over-the-counter to really unavailable except by a prescription. France then went ahead and banned the drug entirely, which is remarkable. It moved from over-the-counter back to prescription or restricted in other countries too, like Canada and Mexico. And that's very peculiar. I don't know of any other instance where a drug was removed from over-the-counter status back to prescription. I've asked others, and nobody knows of any similar situation. So when you knock out the best early contender, the people who benefit are those who offer other treatments. That would be a drug like remdesivir, which is given late, or something like a vaccine, which is unproven. So this is essentially, in my opinion, an absolute crime against humanity.
So you have remdesivir, which is a drug that has been shown to be less effective, but it's used later when you have more significant symptoms. That is not a generic drug, correct?
Yeah, the difference between remdesivir and hydroxychloroquine could not be more stark. Hydroxychloroquine is FDA-approved for 65 years. It can be given to all human beings, babies to the extreme elderly. It can be given if you're immune-compromised, if you're breastfeeding or pregnant. 65 years, tremendous safety profile, is more akin to a vitamin, really, than even a medication. Derived from quinine found in tree bark. It's very, very safe. It's very cheap. It's widely available. It's less than $10 a treatment. An entire course of treatment in America for COVID is less than $10, is about $10. Remdesivir is the exact opposite. It's a new drug. It's really unproven. It's been shown to be mildly helpful in that it reduces hospital stay for some patients, does not cut mortality at all, and it has no use whatsoever except in the late stage. So I always like to say, even if it was the best chemotherapy drug in the world, I'd just rather not get cancer.
Right.
So hydroxychloroquine prevents the late stage, which is what you're trying to do. Remdesivir is a treatment that maybe helps a little bit in the late stage. Everyone rational would rather not get it.
So the early stage treatment is this generic drug, 65 plus years. What, it's about $10 a pill, something like that?
$10 total.
$10 total
treatment.
For the entire treatment?
Correct.
Versus remdesivir, which is what, between
$3,700 to $5,200 per treatment.
Right. Well, there's a little bit of a difference there from a price standpoint. And Big Pharma, people ought not to underestimate Big Pharma. In terms of these drugs, there is an amazing amount of money in Big Pharma, And when we get to the whole issue of vaccines, that's a whole issue. I wish I had a whole time to talk to you about that. But when we get to the issue of vaccines, in the 1980s, the United States Congress gave immunity to vaccine makers. They have no legal liability because they came to Congress and said, if we don't get legal immunity, we're not going to make vaccines. Well, we don't want you to stop, so we're going to give you legal immunity. So if you take a vaccine, unlike if you take some other drug and you get injured, you could maybe sue. There's been billion-dollar lawsuits against pharmaceutical companies. But if it's a vaccine, you can't get a dollar from the vaccine maker because of the legal immunity that they have. So not only do they have the opportunity to make vaccines, but they can then mandate it through different kind of government programs or laws, and they have no legal liability for any kind of harm. So think about that when we're pushing this COVID-19 vaccine that we don't even know what the consequences will be. With regards to that COVID-19 vaccine, what is your thoughts about what we're seeing happening in the country and whether or not this would ultimately become mandatory and whether or not it would even be safe or effective?
So first of all, it is irrational to take an unproven strategy, an unproven medication over something that's been proven to work, like hydroxychloroquine and zinc, that's been around for 65 years. It's just irrational. It doesn't make any sense why anyone would put themselves at that risk. In terms of it becoming mandatory, I'm highly concerned about this. I was never a doctor who paid so much attention to the vaccine issue. I just kind of assumed that they were safe. Going through this process over the last 6 months, I had raised serious doubt in my mind as to the everything surrounding vaccines, let's say. What I will say is there should be no mandatory requirement of any vaccine, certainly for something that's not lethal. So COVID-19 is not a lethal illness for the vast majority of people. It's simply not a problem if you're young. It's not really much of a problem if you're under 60 without pre-existing conditions. So right away, you need to distinguish in your mind lethal diseases from non-lethal diseases. But the problem with vaccines, as you can see from what we're doing with masks and lockdowns and school shutdowns, is that it's not going to be mandated so much by the government, but it's going to be mandated by private businesses. You can't get on a plane. You can't go into a restaurant. You can barely walk down the street without a mask. And this is because private businesses, let's say the mask issue with restaurants and airplanes, private businesses are going to mandate this, and you're not going to be able to live your life as a self-sufficient adult in America without being vaccinated. That's where we're going. You're not going to be able to get a job without proving your vaccine status. You need to understand this is a complete sea change for Americans. This has never happened before.
Right.
And well, this is where we're going.
And, you know, early on, I had, and we read MIT's Technology Review just to find out what they're saying about this. But early on, they said exactly that, and they're pushing this issue. They're pushing the digital passports, the health passports, the immunity passports, where you have tracing and tracking through digital technology, so you know every person, every place that you've ever been, and that becomes your passport, just kind of like you have your ticket, whether it's paper or electronic, to enter the TSA and get on an airplane, and so you have to do this as well in order to have access to flying, to go to a restaurant, to go to a public place. China's already doing that. India has done that. They say it's voluntary, but if you wanted to literally live outside of your home, it's exactly what you're saying. You've got to have this app or this information about not only where you've been, but also what kind of vaccinations that you've had in the past. That is significantly disturbing, unbelievably disturbing with regards to our freedom of movement and just our freedom to live and exist.
Yes, this is very dangerous stuff. I don't want anyone to pretend otherwise. We've never had a situation where we've mandated vaccines. Even to the extent they were mandated to be in the school system, there was always an opt-out feature. That's different what's happening now. What's happening now is we're getting into a situation where big business is going to be able to tell people what they can do. And if you're going to want to interact on any level with society, you're going to have to comply. So if you want to get a job at FedEx or you want to get a job at Walgreens or you want to work at Home Depot, they're going to require a vaccine card. This is a complete change of American life. Complete.
It is stunning. And so I hope more people begin to realize what's happening here, and that all of you listening will share this information with your friends, with your church members, your communities, and then learn more and get involved and take action, because this is not hyperbole. This is reality, and it's going to get worse unless there are significant changes. Our guest has been Dr. Simone Gold, the founder of America's Frontline Doctors. For more information, you can go to lcaction.org, lcaction.org. You can sign our petition there under Take Action. You can also learn more under the Resources tab, lcaction.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org.